Could rugby's loss be the good people's gain? Peter de Villiers is our special guest joining us now, a mayoral, a good party mayoral candidate for Drakenstein. Good morning to you, Peter de Villiers, and welcome to our program.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's really a privilege to be on your show.
Of course, we know that you are still on paper, of course, contracted to coach the first division outfit of the Eastern Province. How long does that continue, or are you going to try and do both should you be elected?
No, you know, rugby has actually made my decisions for me. I have a contract that's ending now in the next 2 months. And nobody approached me and asked me and told me and said, listen here, we show interest in extending it or we don't show any interest in you. And that insecurity to sit here and think, why do you allow people to control your life if you have all this experience and if God has took you along this way and prepared you for a time like this? They didn't do anything wrong. It's you. You allow people to control your life. And they actually made up my mind for me.
So Patricia DeLille, I understand, gave you a call and said, would you consider this? Would you stand for the party as mayoral candidate? You accepted. Why? What do you bring for the people of Drakenstein?
Wow, what exciting times in our lives, eh? Yeah. If you think where we were, if you think where we are, and you look for the reasons why we didn't progress the way that you expected, then you find only one answer, and that is because of you. From the 1976 stone throwing and fighting for justice to 94, where everything was seen it's going to be better now. I sat back and I thought things will change for the good for the people of our country, of Paul, in this instance. But yeah, what a rude awakening! And when those things didn't happen the way we thought, and you find that the reason is you, it makes it easy for you to say okay. Now, if I'm the reason for the country being in this state, I must go fix it. So I availed myself.
You have no prior experience in politics other than perhaps your young days when you were an activist. For people who are looking for change, what's your promise to them?
I never had prior experience when I became the Springbok coach of any international rugby coaching, but I was very, very successful there. And the lessons learned is the lessons that I'm going to take. So I'm going there with a hell of a lot of experience. Up to today, I'm not a doctor. So medically, I'm not good enough. The rehabilitation process of a player, I don't understand. But wow, the Springboks were ready to play every game. What did I do then there? Oh, yes, I surrounded myself with competent people. I gave them the space to live out their dream that was my dream too. And I got them on the same page that I were. And weren't we successful? So yeah, if I get in there, I will surround me again in certain areas. I mean, I'm foolish, but not that foolish, you know? And there is certain things that I can do. And that is what I'm going to focus on, that I will do. But then I will surround me with people and put them in places to do all the other stuff. And if they don't deliver, because I brought them there, I will get rid of them. The one thing is, as soon as you get into politics, as soon as you become the Springbok coach, as soon as you do anything that's in high esteem in your country, you become a servant of the people. You've been borrowed and lent a time to be there to make a change. And if you can't, you shouldn't be there. And that is the reason why I think we're going to be very, very successful, because I can't change Paul. I can't change this country. But we can if we put systems in place for people to participate. And there's only one way. They're going to be very good communication. And one part of communication is listening. So we're going to listen to what the people want.
Do you feel let down by how SA Rugby has treated you?
If you're in a position and that is what you think you want to do, it doesn't mean that people will respect you. You know, you just open yourself so that people can see right through you. There's a saying that if you look at somebody, you think he's stupid. If you open your mouth, you will know if he's stupid. The same thing with positions. Some people go into positions because for themselves, they're not going there to serve. And that is why our country is in a shamble. Everywhere, churches, everywhere. You can just look at radio stations, media, everywhere. The people are because people are in these things just for themselves. They're not there to go serve the people. And I think God has destined me for being a humble person, and his plans and his purpose, I think, is what I want to live out. So I think I can serve well.
All right.
My serving is to know what people want, you know.
All right, Peter de Villiers, good party mayoral candidate. Rugby's loss, is it the good people's gain?